religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong, so I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this episode. I'm so glad that you're here. I've been thinking so much about relationships, and you know, a few weeks ago did the episode about like why we care what other people think and why we need other people, because it's just so important that we know that we need other people and that it's okay to want other people to respect us and love us and care for us and be able to trust people. So as those things have been going on in my mind, there's been some more situations that come up to help me in a relationship with other people. It's like my Connected course really hones in on your relationship with God and your relationship with yourself. And that absolutely then translates and spills over into your relationship with other people. And as we learn to trust God, trust our own intuition again, we learn to trust other people and let them in. And I had a really cool interaction with a friend that I want to tell you about. And there's so many nuggets that I've taken away from this just one interaction that I just have to share with you. So we got together for coffee, and I wanted to talk to her about business stuff. And it made me nervous to send the message saying, hey, would you be willing to meet up? Like, it made me sick to my stomach. You know, one of those where you're just like, man, they're so cool. What do they think of me? I don't know what they think of me. And maybe she'll listen to this episode. I don't know. But we all have somebody in our life that's like that. You know, I don't know who that is for you, but I bet somebody just came to mind where you're like, oh, she is just amazing. I could never talk to her. She looks like she has it all together. Or look at that thing that she's accomplishing. Or she's just so pretty. Or I just love her laugh. Or whatever. Those things that we just forget to say. And we assume somehow that we are beneath these other people that we are interacting with and bumping into in our everyday or every week life. Well, I had thought that I was kind of insignificant, and I will defend that a little bit, because I think sometimes it's okay to be like, you know, I might not be significant in that person's life or significant to them. And it's okay to have some humility and know that we're not all that sometimes. Like, we're not everything to everybody. And hopefully we're not everything to any single one person, right? That we need a community of people. We all need multiple people coming around us, and we can't be any one person's one person. Like, we just can't. We can be one of the most important people in their lives, but we cannot be the only person someone needs. But anyway, this feeling of insignificance, I had kind of defended it too much, thinking that it was okay if people forgot me or didn't remember, or maybe the small gestures that I did for them, I didn't think they mattered, like at all. And it turns out I was so wrong. So I sat down for coffee with this friend, and as we got chatting, she just spoke compliments to me. And this is the first couple of lessons that I took away from this that hopefully you can glean from it too, was that she took the time to pay me that compliment. Wow, it mattered so much when she said, I really admire you. And then she named a specific situation and was really grateful. And it meant so much to me. And I want to be reminded that we should be saying these things to other people. We should be offering compliments to other women. Maybe even they're women who we feel like we're in competition with, and finding ways to collaborate, or other women who we think have it all together. Maybe we can compliment on them on how they parented their kid at the park, which is random because that reminds me of a time another gal I had just met at the park, she complimented me on how I was parenting. Just those little things, they stick with us and they reinforce our confidence when people pay us those compliments, but they give us a boost. So that number one reminder for this episode is go pay those compliments, man. Do it. Compliment a stranger, compliment a friend, compliment somebody who is an acquaintance, and that might spark more connection and relationship with that person, and it might not. It might just give them a boost. And it gives you a boost too, because you were bold and brave and you did something and you said something. It's so good. So go out and do that. And the second thing that I learned from this was to stop assuming again, to stop assuming that we know what other people might be thinking or how insignificant, quote unquote, that we are, and to operate with the assumption that we deserve to be where we're at. We deserve to be in that room. We deserve to have our voice heard. We deserve to take up some space. We deserve to own our limits and stop overextending ourselves. All of those things, because God ordained that. He's the one who designed us. He's the one who commissioned us and put us on mission, put us in front of the people who we are in front of to serve and to love and to care for. And we should do ourselves a service of stopping to assume that people are thinking negatively about us. So when we know that God commissioned us to be in that space, sometimes we're going to find ourselves in spaces that are real uncomfortable, where maybe it doesn't feel like we're welcomed, and you can feel that tense energy. But I think a lot of times we just assume that we don't belong there somehow. That maybe I'm too small, or I'm too insignificant, or nobody's going to notice me. Nobody's going to notice if I'm there or if I'm not. Or I'm going to walk into that room and I'm going to try to overserve and overdeliver, which is not a bad thing in itself, but our motive can be to overserve or overdeliver or sound like we have it all together, be more educated. I've been in masterminds and groups where it felt like everybody felt insecure to share what was actually going on with them, and we only were able to share the highlights and the good things. And it's not a very welcoming or nice place to be when we're not giving each other permission to not have it all together. So there are those spaces, acknowledging that fully. But there are more spaces where you belong. You belong, like, fully, authentically, all of you, your wins and your losses, your things that you're trying and things that you failed at or whatever, like, all of you is welcome. And we should walk into rooms assuming that we are welcome, not just by God who commissioned us to be there, but by the people that are in there. And I got to thinking about Just walking into spaces with my head held high, knowing that people respect me and not assuming that they think negatively about me. That's a story that I've made up. And I've had a handful of people confirm that to me. Sure. Of course I have. You have too, where somebody treated you like you were small. But not most people. Not most people. So we can stop assuming that they think negatively about us, and we don't have to feel embarrassed by it. It's confidence. This train of thought then for me turned into a question of, wait a second, am I allowed to feel this? Am I allowed to feel this good and this confident? And it reminds me of this saying that goes something like, when you were taught to be small, confidence feels like arrogance. And there's some other sayings that goes with that about like boundaries, you know, feel like you're being too forceful or whatever. There's some other comparisons that really fit and kind of parallel that. Like when we use our voice, when we've been taught to be quiet and we use our voice, we can feel like we're being too bossy or too assertive, or, you know, insert negative word instead of maybe you're just advocating for what you know is right or advocating for something that you're passionate about. Those kind of experiences, when you started out feeling like you were supposed to play small, can feel really uncomfortable. And that's what started to happen in me, because it started with, I was really intimidated to sit down and visit with this friend. And then I was feeling encouraged and connected. We connected. I forgot how much we have in common. It was so amazing and so much fun. And then she chose to pay me a couple of compliments, and that gave me so much confidence. And you know, I was learning this lesson again of stop assuming people don't respect you or that they think negatively about you or they think that you're small or insignificant. That's your own dialogue. And I was like, yeah, that's right. I can be confident. And then that other inner voice was like, wait a second, are we allowed to feel good? Are we allowed to feel confident? Are we allowed to feel this? And that roller coaster, I'm sure you can relate to, and maybe with completely different emotions, but you can relate to all of those different like highs and lows and insecurities. I hope that this episode reminds you that we're just all human and we go through these crazy roller coaster rides and we all put our pants on one leg at a time. And as my friend Nate says, like, we all have two stinky armpits. Like, we're all just human. And we can stop assuming that people think negatively about us. It's really unhelpful. It's really unhelpful. There was an article I read, I don't remember who published it or who wrote it, but they did research, and the title of the article was, "People think about you more often than you realize, but it's mostly positive." It was a really interesting article, and interesting that they would take the time to research and study something like that. It sounds super cool to be able to do that kind of survey and study. But it goes to show that people are thinking about us and notice us more than we probably give them credit for noticing us. And they're thinking more positively than we think that they are. And maybe that doesn't matter a ton, maybe, but I think it does. It matters because it changes how we walk into a room. It matters because it changes the space that we take up and whether or not we use our voice and advocate for the things that we're passionate about. And it really impacts whether or not we love other people well. I can't stop thinking about all of the different people that I have felt like I must not matter to them. I wouldn't be super significant. Maybe they went through a hard thing and I thought, well, I don't want to call them and bug them because they probably have other people that are taking care of them. maybe I'll just send a card. Or if somebody is having a really happy moment and they're celebrating something, I feel like I don't want to intrude on them. And I've backed off. And probably, I don't know, maybe I've hurt them by not being there. Or I've just missed out on an opportunity to love people well. And it allows us when we realize that what we do matters. Who we are matters. How we show up matters. Who we take care of matters. And feeling like we are insignificant can hold us back. And remembering that you aren't invisible changes how you treat people. And it changes how you show up and what you do for them. And maybe you can make them feel seen and noticed if we treat them with that openness and confidence. But I think we're perpetuating insecurity and feeling insignificant when we don't show up for people because of how insignificant we might be feeling. We can realize that caring well for people goes directly hand in hand with being bold and confident. Those two things are not actually opposed to each other. They actually nurture each other well. Because there is somebody that you know that's going to need you to use your voice and advocate for them and be bold. There is somebody else that you know that might need you to be brave and sit with them in their grief, even if they don't need you to say anything. You can just be with them together. And you don't have to be thinking negatively about you or feel embarrassed for how you're taking up space or maybe you're doing too much or too little. We're focusing in those moments on ourselves instead of what actually people need. And how can we advocate and be bold and confident and operate with openness instead of fear and anxiety and the anxious thoughts of, well, am I too much? Am I taking too much in this relationship? Am I giving, you know, am I asking too much? And all of those weird thoughts that run through our minds. And I say weird because I just think they're so unhelpful, but not because they're not common. They're extremely common. So remember that you're probably more respected than you realize. And you can go forward with confidence that God has commissioned you, that God is with you, and God is mighty in you, and that other people are cheering you on. I heard Carlos Whitaker say this about speaking. He is an author and speaker and storyteller. You can follow him on Instagram. I think it's Los Wit on Instagram. But somebody had asked him a question, I think something about, are you nervous when you go to speak? And his answer was, well, everyone in this room has probably heard somebody speak who's better than I am. But he said, in that moment, every single person in that room wants me to succeed. Nobody in there has their arms folded waiting for me to fail. That would just be awkward, is what he said. Like, everyone in that room wants me to succeed. So he said, I walk into a room or onto every single stage as if every single person in there is my biggest cheerleader. Because in that moment, they are. They're cheering you on. And I think we can treat other people as if they want to see you succeed. Yeah, there's the exception that you just thought of. She's kind of, you know. But most people are sitting there cheering you on. They want to see you succeed. They want to know how you're doing it all, or they want to know your story, and they want to get to know you. Trust me, they do. Even the people that intimidate the crap out of you, they want to get to know you, and they're probably reverse intimidated by you and admire you. You just don't know, but they're probably thinking good things about you. And it's okay and good to know that they're thinking positively about you and your contribution matters, but you as a human being, who you are, matters and makes a difference. So please Go live like you believe that.
Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace Podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.